Track 10. Nick Aitchison, Norfolk Wildlife Trust evangelist, is still as passionate as ever about our glorious wildlife.
I often wonder what the past year has taught us. We have learned a new lexicon, of course. In 2019, had you heard a conversation about furlough, Pfizer, lateral flow, the second wave, PCR, Zoom and the Indian variant, you would have thought the speakers eccentric. Now we use all these terms with never a second thought. What, though, have we learned? I imagine there's almost nobody in Norfolk who, during the first lockdown, didn't daily thank their lucky stars that they lived by a park or a river, that they had a quiet leafy lane along which to wander and put the cares of the world behind them. All last year, the media were full of stories of people rediscovering their gardens and the plants and animals living in them, of people keeping diaries of their walks and realizing just how much they had taken the natural world around them for granted. And they're right, we do take it for granted. All the water, food, soils, oxygen, fuels and fibers on which our lives depend come, directly or indirectly, from the natural world. And yet, in our daily lives, our laws and our thoughts, this truth is barely reflected, distracted as we are by deadlines, mortgages, relationships, hobbies, and our phones. At Norfolk Wildlife Trust, we are hugely heartened that, faced by the suffering and privation of the past year, people have turned for solace to their local patches of green and wild. We've long known that late nature is good for us, not just for essential resources, but also because, as our home for countless generations, it relaxes, inspires, and heals us. The scientific evidence for this is overwhelming. We've also long been persuaded that our society will stand up for nature only if we maintain a passionate relationship with it, if we love it enough to fight for it. In the words of the brilliant Simon Barnes, Norfolk resident and a great friend of Norfolk Wildlife Trust, in his delightful How to Be a Bad Bird Watcher, liking birds is not just a nice thing to do. To look at a bird and feel good about it is a violent revolutionary act. To put out peanuts is an act of insurrection. It's an act that demands a revolution in political thought, for it's quite obvious that conservation is far, far too low on the political agenda. In the knowledge that we need armies of nature lovers, thousands of people willing to stand up for their priceless local patches of green space, this year our Cly Calling Festival was entitled Closer to Home. Events explored the value of staying local, treasuring and enhancing local spaces for nature, and recording wildlife on your doorstep. Three discussions, each with eminent authors, broadcasters or researchers, took place over Zoom with family events at Cly Marshes. Never in our recent history has loving local green space made more sense. Through the past tumultuous year, it has sustained us, and never in the history of our species has nature more keenly needed our support, nor we more keenly needed to protect it.